Good afternoon or good morning.
Good evening. Buenas noches. Buenos dias.
I was going to say au revoir. That's not even hello. It's just French for good.
Aloha.
Aloha. No, I was going to say au revoir or ciao.
Yeah, goodbye.
Ciao.
Benvenido.
Hello, hello, hello. I don't even know words. Do I know English?
Yeah. Well, Barely. Anyway.
This is Dat So Hard.
Yep. The podcast.
I am Vinny
not
Dummy.
To be confused with Dat So Hard, the movie.
Coming soon.
Coming soon to a theater near you.
We are dadsohard.com, and I am Vinny Dunleavy.
Danny McCartney over here.
We are two dads who are here to share our lives with you. Entertain with you. Share our lives. Hear your stories.
Oh, and you didn't introduce Brodsky. Oh,
and we're here with Daniel Brodsky, our engineer.
Wait, it's Brodsky or Brodsky?
Brodsky.
Brodsky. Damn it.
We've had that conversation.
But Brodsky I say Brodsky.
Yeah, you did. But I like
that. All right.
As in, yo, bro.
Yeah.
Well, that's incorrect.
Yeah.
It's more like, yeah, broad.
Broad.
But on today's show, heavy hitting, guys. If you're working out at the gym, run a little faster. It's gonna be a real one today. First, we're gonna start off on some recent movie choices for our children.
Oh yes,
and some reactions to it, and then we're gonna end some breaking news. I have a little bit of a. If we have some time, I may reveal something later on. We're gonna tease that big.
Hold
big,
on to the edge of your
hold
seats.
Hold on. Run. Put that,
make sure you're sitting down.
Put that treadmill on 1 point faster and put it on the incline.
You know those numbers on the treadmill are miles per hour?
Like, 7.0?
Yeah.
Well, what else would they be?
I don't know. Just like randomized level settings.
Oh, meaning like not tied to a specific thing?
Yeah.
No, but you do. It's always the other way because that's when you know how much you've ran in a mile.
I thought I was like...
You think that's the big reveal? Okay, breaking news.
Letting you know something that you didn't know.
Breaking news, guys.
I'll put on the breaking news.
Who work out? If you hit a treadmill, the number 1.0 means you're running.
Figure it out.
Took you to. You're a runner.
Yep. Run outside, bruh.
But the first time you went on a treadmill and you, what'd you think? You're like super fast. You're like, oh, these numbers, man. I'm doing like a 6 minute mile now at 8.0.
Six. That's a warm up.
I can't listen. We do need to address some feedback we got last week.
Uh-oh.
So just, you know, this will try to be, we will attempt to maybe not curse in this episode.
Oh,
or
you know
refer...
what happens when I'm told to like clean it up.
I know. It's not going to be. So we got some feedback last week. I was walking the edge when it came down to my discussion of the items that hang between my legs.
Confirmed.
And we just want to make sure we're keeping this clean. If you are in the car with your kids, you can listen to it with them or not.
It's or explain to them.
Yeah. Or explain.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. Yeah, do we have to put like a warning? Maybe we should just start putting explicit. Fuck it.
It wasn't that bad. We'll see.
We'll see.
Our viewers decide. We report you decide. So Danny, what did you do this past, we were texting about a movie you saw.
So, this past weekend or the weekend before, whatever, recent enough, Wonder Park I saw, and it was that movie with the little kid and the animals, and she has like an imaginary amusement park that she made in her mind or whatever. I won't give like too much away.
Well, let's give us this setup.
Well, so here's...
Is this a Disney film?
No.
Is it Princesses?
No Disney. It's not a Disney film. It is Nickelodeon.
So off the jump, it is characters
off
we
the jump,
have never
I'm
seen
pissed.
Before. No, but that means that there's a lot of... I feel like when you go for an animated movie that's not Disney, there is a lot of explanation as to who are these characters. In an animated film, you're like, now I got to reintroduce myself to a cow.
Here's the thing that I'm going to... That pissed me off a little bit about this movie. So, because, you know, there's always like the stigma around like the Disney movies that it starts like with the tragedy and sadness, like
parents are dead. No,
parents
it's not
dying.
Either
or
the parents
dead
have
or,
died or they're already
right?
dead.
And tragic.
Yeah, somebody's an orphan.
And that's always not all well and good, but you know what I mean?
It's
like
terrible.
It's the setup, but it brings you in emotionally.
Yeah.
But it's never too in your face. Think about it. It's never really too in your face. Even Finding Nemo, which was pretty tragic, and Lion King, which was the most.
Oh,
in your
no.
Face.
It's very.
That was literally the.
It is very passed over. The most in your face, I actually
was
think
Lion
was,
King.
Well, no, I think
the dad literally died.
Oh,
you
I thought
him die.
I thought Frozen because Frozen they show like the seas rocking.
They show
on
the
a boat,
seas
and
rocking,
that boat is,
and
then they're at a no, then they're at a grave.
Yeah, but it's
cemetery.
All with people like not talking. It's just kind of like glossed over as like a montage. Lion King, yes, the dad is trampled in front of you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, it's, I guess
but
that's
worse.
But
it's a cat, so no one cares.
Yeah, exactly.
It's an animal.
Not a human.
Yeah.
I've actually never seen Lion King, full disclosure.
Wow.
I'm waiting for the live animated movie, the live action movie.
I made that. So anyway,
Matata.
So the setup, so it's
what
it's,
is the setup of this movie?
It's me, it's and Mary Jane and Brady and Cody are sitting in between us, and she's creating this amusement park with her mom. Like, her and her mom are like very imaginative, and she goes crazy, right? She's, her mom supports that. And then she loses her creativity when her mom gets a phone call that she is now terminally ill.
Wait. So wait a second.
So the mom becomes terminally...
Wait, her mother and her are just having a... They create in their brains an imaginary playground that somehow they both
like
visualize.
Like Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a little bit like... not In-N-Out. What's the movie?
Inside Out.
Inside Out. So there's a world of a teenager and then you get inside the brain.
Yeah,
like
so
inside
she's not
out
a teenager.
Is,
she's probably like 10 years old or something like
but
that.
But it's that kind of idea that there's the real world of the mother... And this daughter living in a house.
Yeah.
And then there's
the
shit
dad,
going
the dad's
on.
Involved,
and
the whole family.
But then there's the other part of the movie is in her brain.
Yes. It's her imagination that she creates this place with her mom. Right. And she like they're basically like the gatekeepers to this imaginary world because they're so creative and they give life to these animals and whatever. Yeah.
And are these animals like, is this like a Toy Story riff where
no.
it's like a stuffed animal in a room?
Yeah,
and
kind of. It's like her stuffed animals that are like the animals in the park.
This movie so far sounds like
she
a big
draws
mashup.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, the mom becomes terminally ill. And you're
how
like,
far is minute soon, five? Is minute five or six?
It's probably like 10 minutes into it.
It's a lot of commitment to the mother.
So the mom's like on the phone and like the phone drops. And then I'm like, fuck, what are they going to announce? Like a grandma died or something like this or whatever. So you know that this is where the trauma happens. Yeah. That's going to then
the create. Arc.
Yeah. So I'm like,
pivot,
ah, fuck.
Pivot. Here it comes.
Then
pivot.
The next scene,
brace for
the
impact.
Mom goes to like the doctor or whatever. So I'm like, no fucking way. Then she's like, they're talking to the doctor and it's like hushed tones and this and that. And then like weeks go by and the mom starts essentially becoming a skeleton. And I'm just
wait, what do you
this
mean?
This fucking mom has
that's
cancer.
That's literally like up. That's like up. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah, up. Oh, yeah.
But that
oh,
was
yeah.
different. It was old people. Like yeah. she was just getting old. The mom
yeah, how old is this
was
mother?
Being eaten away by cancer in this movie.
Wait.
Yeah.
So the mother is she attractive in the beginning?
Yeah. And then she becomes a skeleton.
But I would assume in a cartoon she's already skeletal because they make these women like.
So
really
I'm
tiny.
Like looking over at Mary Jane, like, are you fucking kidding me?
What were your kids doing?
Just watch. Like they didn't really get it yet. Then the
when
mom,
do they say terminally? Do they actually say I'm terminally?
No, but like you see it. And then the mom gets taken away to a hospital to get better.
Hey, let's do the minutes here. You're so 10 minutes in, the mother's at the doctor.
So there's like 5 minutes how, of like the
of
mom
deterioration.
Getting,
that's yeah. a long set. That's a long yeah. montage.
Yeah. So the mom is just deteriorating. And then she gets taken away to essentially like, I don't know.
Hospice.
Like, do they do this? Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, hospice.
So the mom wasn't living with them, and she was like, I have to go away. I have to get better. And, like, I promise I'll get better. And, like, this. And they really leave it off that, like, this mom's going to die.
Well, first of all, tell the kids the truth. If you are going to die, you don't say I'm going to get better because now that kid,
no,
for their life, will believe nothing.
So then the mom.
Oh,
the mom,
honesty.
The
as
mom
I've
drives
said,
away.
Yes,
the mom drives away. And then the kid is sprinting after the car, hysterically crying. Yeah.
And where is this loser father? Because
he's driving the mom to the hospital.
And who's.
Like the aunt and uncle or something like that watching the daughter.
So the dad left.
This is real bad.
This is like the father.
The dad comes
what do you
back.
Want
correct,
dad
but visualize this. Visualize. You have
wait,
these
no,
two
listen,
kids
listen.
Are like, your father's taking your mother away. So not only do they lie
right,
to her
right,
saying
right,
she's
going
to come
right,
back,
right.
the last person who had her was the father. So now she's
well,
never going to believe
no, well, so then
the dad
comes back and
do not date this girl when she's 21.
Immediately, Brady goes, where'd the mommy go?
Oh my God.
And I was like, oh, fuck. Like, what do we do now? So I was, no, Mary Jane was next to him. I let her deal with it.
Well, no, your response should have been, we don't talk during the movie.
Yeah.
That should have been. Well, no, she was like, oh, the mommy just went to go away. Like, she went to go get better. She's going to come back, though. We'll see her later. Let's just watch the rest of the movie. Hopefully the monkey comes back soon. So then the daughter becomes like this hypochondriac.
Excuse me.
Like, she's terrified of like her dad dying and like getting sick because the dad lives in like unhealthy lifestyle. Like, he eats shit. He basically lives like me.
Yeah.
Like, he eats whatever the fuck he wants.
Donuts.
Yeah. So then she goes off to math camp and she has a vision, like a Final Destination type vision of the dad just eating shit, basically putting like a fork in a toaster and the house exploding.
But at this point, does she know that her mother is not coming back?
No one knows.
You don't know. The mom goes
and you don't check in on the mom until the end of the movie. You find out what happened. I won't give it away.
We'll get there. Spoiler. The mom lives. You could have at least said spoiler alert for the.
He did.
I didn't.
No, you gotta wait. If you give a spoiler, you gotta let people have fast forward 15 minutes.
Who's actually?
Or 5 seconds or 10 seconds. Yeah.
No, but honestly,
I mean,
listen, dads drive the box office.
Let me tell
you
something.
You don't
like moms?
No, I don't know. As a parent, like if I was going into this movie knowing that the mom got terminally ill and then died, I wouldn't take my kid to see it. No fucking way.
But so the basic premise of this film is this young girl is
but
dealing
lives,
with
so
this idea her mother is
and
about
confidently
to...
let your kids know that the mom's coming back.
I mean, this seems crazy.
But yeah, so then she becomes
well,
like
how
a
does the father I want to know though to your how is the dad? How does the father explain where the mom is? Is he lying the whole movie like mommy's fine, she's at McDonald's?
No, it's because
she's going to get chicken nuggets.
It's the conversation when he comes back. It's like, oh, mommy's going to get better. And then they just don't talk about the mom. And then it's like, okay, well, you're going to live a regular life. You're going to go to your math camp and like do this and that. And I'll be fine. Don't worry about me. I can take care of myself.
But he gets
and
depressed.
Then he sends her off to camp. No, that's fine. He sends her off to camp.
Oh, she think, but then she in her mind
envisions him being by himself, not taking care of himself, getting fat, and then putting a fork in a toaster and blowing up the house
and then
dying.
Camp, the camp counselors don't notice a change in her behavior.
This all happens on the bus ride, and then she just jumps off the bus.
Oh shit!
She doesn't jump off the bus, but like the bus pulls over and she runs away.
Where does she go?
She goes into the woods and then finds herself in her imagination at the Wonder Park. So
very cool.
Yeah, was it a good movie? It was decent. I had to leave for like 20 minutes because Cody wanted to run. He gets in these moods. He goes, "I want to run." So then we got to go out into the hallway, and he just runs.
That's not surprising. Can we go back for a second? I want to know, Daniel, what part of her jumping off a bus to go into the woods is cool? You sat there like, cool movie. Are you high right now?
No, he said that.
Are you high right now? Yes. You looked at Daniel and were like,
shut up. He said that's cool when, sorry for telling you, shut up. He said that's cool when I said she goes into the amusement park, into her imagination.
Yeah.
And that is that cool?
That's what she was doing with her mom in the beginning.
Correct, but she's currently lost in the woods.
She's finding herself in the amusement park.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
Wow.
A rookie.
Yeah.
I am not. You gotta peel back the layers.
I feel like this movie is a poor man's
movie is a poor man's combination of Up, Inside Out, and what was the other one?
Basically, can we all just agree that every animation movie does its best to replicate Disney?
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of
like those Miyazaki movies, those Japanese movies.
Oh, like Dog Totoro. Island or whatever? Kubo?
My Neighbor Totoro?
No, I never know.
What are you talking about?
It's very similar to what he was describing.
Okay. Yeah, so...
Is that like that? Wait, there was the Korean short, Bio, that was it won an Oscar this year.
I don't know what that
is. Did you not see that Korean short?
They make food?
With the dumplings?
Yeah, it was a dumpling. Yeah, dumpling died. Yeah, I think it won an Oscar.
It did.
It won an Oscar. It was with Bayo. I thought it was the... First of all, I remember watching that right before we went to a kids' movie that was like really...
It was Incredibles.
Yes. Yeah. And the Incredibles was really fun. But that was the most depressing...
I couldn't explain that.
That was a weird...
Are those ever good, those little pre-movies?
Oh, yeah. Some of them.
Really?
Well, there was one... There was a Frozen... So this one was mainstream.
The Frozen one was so
frozen,
long before
I
Coco.
Liked it, though.
Remember that one before Coco?
Yeah. A lot of people didn't like it because it was 22 minutes long.
Exactly.
Because then they released it as... Like, then NBC made
video.
Money...
But I thought...
ABC made money off it.
But do you remember they ended up taking it down? Because people were getting upset.
People were complaining, yeah. Well, because the thing is, like, you go into these movies, like, so when we take Cody, we have to wait a half hour before we go in because there's a half hour worth of previews. So if he sits through the previews, by the time the movie starts, 10 minutes into the movie, he's tapped out. Because, like, he can watch, like, an episode of TV, maybe two episodes, and then he's like, nope, got to do something else now.
I think we're going to pick that our dad hack of the day, Danny, is take the kid in.
A half hour
so
late.
So wife goes in first, grabs the seats.
We go reserve seating.
Reserve
seating. We go to the dine-in theater, too. So, yeah.
You eat there?
Oh, yeah.
That's an expensive trip, then.
Well, I still use my Fandango gift
card. Does this exist in Staten Island?
True.
Well, you still have it. Oh, yeah.
How?
Is this, does this exist in Staten Island? You're saying a reserve seating drive-in dine-in theater.
It's brand new.
Been to one of those before?
I haven't been to the one in Staten Island. I go to the one in Menlo Park.
I'm the Port Washington
the one in Staten Island.
Is,
so the one in Staten Island is reserve seating. You order your food before you even go in the theater, and then they bring it to you.
Right.
So I haven't done that yet. The Menlo Park one, you press a button like a customer service button on the airplane or a stewardess button, whatever, flight attendant, and they come to you. It's a lot brighter because there's like a light on your seat, so you can look at the menu.
Do they punch you in the face? Is that like a bonus?
No.
You look at them sideways, they're like, shut up.
What awesome. Food have you gotten that you wouldn't normally get at a regular theater?
Milkshake.
Oh.
So my go-to is I get a vanilla milkshake. In the milkshake, there is an ice cream sandwich. And
oh my goodness.
A large popcorn, Reese's Pieces, and a cherry Coke.
No, you don't.
Why wouldn't you?
Wait, you get a Coke and the milkshake?
Yeah. Well, the Coke's to drink. Milkshake's like a food.
Oh my
It's like
God.
A food drink.
Wait, that's for the whole family, though.
No, that's for
No, me. It's for him. And I love how the question was, so what food do you get that you can't get at a regular food place?
Yeah,
and your answer is
that.
A milkshake with an ice cream. Not like, oh, I get good chicken tenders. Yeah. Or get a hamburger or fries.
The kids get chicken tenders with fries. Comes with like apple
what
slices
is, What is Mary
juice.
Jane get? What does the wife get?
She'll get chicken fingers or like maybe a burger. I don't know. Maybe she got tacos.
You're like,
I
don't know because I don't look at her.
I get in my
I
own
focus
zone.
On that milkshake. And
I get
ice cream
in my
sandwich.
Zone. Although this, that when I saw,
I don't even know if she eats.
When we saw Wonder Park, I was trying to be healthy, so I got chicken tenders and fries.
Nice.
That is not trying to be healthy. That is like I was not in the mood for dessert.
Deep fried chicken tenders.
Yeah. I wasn't in the mood for dessert.
Right, well, I didn't get it's and it's a double dessert because it's a milkshake with an ice cream sandwich in it.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
And Reese's Pieces and popcorn.
What chain is this?
AMC.
Wow.
Shout out. Oh, also, they are sponsoring this episode. So go to your local AMC theater
Check
and see maybe Wonder Park or
use promo code DSH. That's so hard.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't work,
DSH 2019.
If it does not work, do not call us.
What is it? I think it's just, this is just 10%. So you'll get 10% off of your AMC movie theater purchase. And I think you get a free entry into their Stubbs Rewards program.
Correct.
Oh my God. Wait.
So
try it. If it doesn't work, write it. Call our tweet us for customer service.
So what else we got cooking? What else we got on tap?
So I do have a question about that. Now, Danny, that sounds like it was a sad movie. Did you or your wife cry in this movie?
Mary Jane did. Absolutely, she did. Right. I was on the verge, it wasn't Braveheart, so I didn't.
When's the last movie you cried at?
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to ask me the last time I cried. The last movie I cried
like this
at.
Morning.
Oh, actually, what movie did I cry at? Oh, it would have been yesterday as well. So,
this morning on the way here,
2 minutes before I rang the doorbell. Yesterday, I was watching Green Book on demand.
I haven't seen it.
It is an excellent movie. Can understand why I won the Oscar. It took me approximately 7 hours.
It has like the most backlash of any Oscar.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was a really good movie.
Yeah.
It took me 7 hours to watch because my kids kept coming in and out.
Is it a long movie, though?
Or? No, it's like a normal... I just had to pause it.
Yeah.
Come back to it. And then Emily had to...
And you still cried.
Well, at one point, I had to explain what was happening in the movie to my daughter.
Kid-friendly?
No, it's boring. But she actually liked it. I don't know why she was so fat. She was really obsessed with it at one point. But I had to talk about there was a time in this country where like it would have been odd for a white man to be driving a black man and they're going in the South. So she was sort of like trying to understand it. But I don't think it's a movie you normally cry over. I don't think anybody else cried at it. I cried at it because the guy, is it Viggo Mortensen?
The lip?
Yeah,
Tony the lip.
He reminded me of my uncle. And so that's why I cried because I had to go to my hometown yesterday morning. I didn't have a good day yesterday. And so I had to go to my hometown to my house. And then that was a mess. And then I was having an emotional PTSD moment.
Gotcha.
I also drank a bottle of wine while watching the movie.
Yeah.
So I was heightened emotionally.
Yeah, that's tough.
And then he really looked like I was like, this guy just looks just like Uncle Joe. And then because he died too. So then I lost it. But it was a very well acted movie. And I thought it was, I like historical movies. That are, well, I guess historical.
Okay.
That tell a real
factual
story. Factual based movies about interesting guys.
Yeah.
And he was Italian. So then I thought it was a little bit of, I kept saying, Emily, this is what you got to be like. You got to stick up for your friends. You got to fight for the people. So that's what real Italians do. You fight for the people who can't be, who can't fight for themselves.
Get her watching A Bronx Tale.
Well, and actually, this guy is from the Bronx because that's where they come back to the house. And then they had Christmas Eve dinner. It was so like 1972 Italian. Outside of, I think, everybody smoking, I was like, this is Emily. This is what our Christmas Eve is going to be like, minus the cigarettes.
The Mario rule.
Just everybody. It was a lot of, you forget. I mean, I guess I grew up in the 70s, but it's not that vague of a memory. It's a vague memory. But you forget there was a time in this country where like everybody was smoking.
Oh, everybody smoked. Everywhere. Everybody had a mustache.
No one,
like,
everywhere.
No one thought it was bad for you.
I know. Yeah. It was crazy. It
also,
was like
smoking is kind of cool.
On the right people. On the right people.
Yeah.
I
get it hanging out of your mouth. Yeah. Casually.
And when someone gets the voice going and then they get
and
their
when
teeth
when you
yellow.
Start, and when you start a sentence and then... Then blow out the smoke.
Yeah.
Oh, so cool.
It could be cool.
like James Dean smoking.
Yeah.
Hanging off
the
lip.
But when you think of some old hag.
No, the worst.
No.
The worst.
First of all, and also, like, I would look terrible smoking. Not something
Were
I've
you
done.
Ever a smoker?
No. First of all, I have bad allergies. Number one, I wouldn't be able to breathe. Yeah. And number
Vinny
two,
would try to look cool. And
number
start
two, I barely look cool having a drink. I'm like, forget about it. Anybody who knows me, not cool. I'm not, this isn't dad cool hard. That's not the right name of it. Dad's So Cool.
Dad's So Cool would have been the...
It would have been a better name.
Oh, man.
But anyway, so the point I was saying was, well, I guess I was going to disclose that I cried. But everybody knows I cry, so it's not a big deal. But the harder part is how do you explain... Well, now I've stopped explaining in front of my kids, and now it has turned into Shane just going, Dad, are you going to cry? Are you crying again?
That's awesome.
And then I was like, and then my wife's like, are you okay? And I'm like, no, I just drank a bottle of wine, like Sunday at like 5 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm just drunk.
I'm just drunk on a Sunday for no reason by myself. But but having my kids now, I think it's happened so much that they're just like, oh, he's crying again.
Yeah, it's like
a comedy
it's
show.
It's a Sunday night for them. It's like, oh, this is when daddy cries.
Daddy has to go back to work tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss you. And then my daughter, so the other thing that's been happening though is, so the same token when Emily's been crying. So the other day I came home and we have a storm door. If you don't live in the Northeast, you probably don't have a storm door. But storm doors are like, but a lot of people, it's
wait,
a very New York
storm
thing.
Door?
It's like the door before your door, the clean.
Oh, a screen door.
Screen door, yeah.
Yeah.
But some place, like in California, they don't have storm doors. You just have a front door because you don't need it because there's no bugs. Storm doors are there so you can open your front door,
for
see
bugs.
Outside of it.
Though.
And you get a breeze. If we don't have a screen, just a glass. But you want to see outside.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Gotcha. You switch it out in the spring to a nice.
We don't know. I have air conditioning. Otherwise,
the glass fell off of ours. We have it duct taped to the door, so that's our storm door.
I mean,
very on brand.
It's very Staten Island. I would not expect.
I did it myself, by the way.
Nice. Well, so the beauty of a storm door is your kids like full blown can be there. So I get home. My wife picks up from the train station. She was home with the flu. After my, I do use the same mic, but I had the infection last week.
We know.
Which, I know that. We all know illnesses in the Dunleavy is destroying the Dunleavy household. Point of story, so she picks up at the train station. Emily, the night before, had seen something on YouTube and was like, I don't want my, she had actually was like, it bothers me, I get scared. I forgot which one, what video it was. She's like, take it away, they should be doing this. And so she self-selected. She goes, I know I can't have this in the house. Because I'll want to watch it. So you need to take it to work.
Green
it's
Book?
Only, no, her YouTube. Her.
Oh.
No, she was on YouTube Kids and saw some video. And
The Momo thing again?
No, this is it. Was after the Momo thing had passed, and then there was something else.
She's just trying to be like self-disciplined.
She was self-select,
is she
self-disciplining.
A little scaredy cat?
She's emotionally high-strung and
I'm
very
scared of everything.
And so what happened was I went to work. We did not take it away, but we put it up on top of the fridge so she couldn't have it. But my wife goes, picks up at the train station. This is about 20 minutes. She's now made it all day without this. And for some whatever reason, my wife's like, oh, here, have the iPad. I'm going to pick up Dad from the train station. And our au pair was home, so they weren't left alone. We come back. We pull up to the house. Literally plastered on the storm door. Her mouth is like breathing onto it. Is my daughter like, she sees this pub like, and I'm like, either I was thinking she's just excited to see me and she's being funny. Or as I walk up and get closer, I'm like, fuck, she's crying.
Oh,
it's like she's screaming and crying, and she's screaming and crying, and she's like literally like on the door, like
the hell
full,
was she
like,
crying about?
Like a cartoon smacked on. So I come and she's like, Emily, are you okay? And she's been having problems sleeping at night, not habitually, but you know, you have a bad night's sleep. So I come in, I'm like, Emily, how are you? She goes, oh, I was watching this YouTube video, and our au pair's like, oh, she watched this video. Now she's upset. I go, well, what happened? She goes, they said that if you don't sleep, you can die.
Well, that's
and true. I'm, that you got to call the doctor right now. I think I have the disease. And I go, you don't have a disease.
You have her on like a child protected version of YouTube?
No, it's YouTube Kids. She's on YouTube Kids.
And she could still find
so
that
stuff? First of all, the first thing I was like, Emily, ignore it. What did we tell you about the internet? It's all fake news. Don't worry about it. You're not going to die. And then we actually, so as soon as we did that, my wife was like, just ignore it. Suck it up. And this is how we are. The next response was, why doesn't somebody just comfort me? I'm just upset. Can't you comfort me?
She's not wrong.
She's not wrong, which again, I was like, but I'm, so we came in hot and I realized, yeah, we put the bed. I said, I'll go sit on the couch. I'll sit with you on the couch.
Yeah.
So I go sit. I'm like, listen, it'll be okay. Get it out. You're not going to die. So I said, let's go get this video. I had the wherewithal to go, okay, let me
to rewatch
instead
the video
of correcting and going, it's some idiot that did this. Let me figure out what video did she watch.
Yeah.
So she already deleted YouTube Kids, so I had to go to regular YouTube somehow and Google it. So I had to get her a pair. Like, does anybody remember the name of the video that she saw? And
how
so
would
they
you possibly find.
Oh, because they remember it was like Google, like what happens if you don't sleep enough? YouTube Kids. Yeah. So I Google it, and this is where I was like, oh, I know I'm in for it. And where YouTube Kids and these hopes to educate our children, we put videos and content on there that are way above their heads.
Yeah.
So the video that I assumed it was some stupid video with like kids playing Barbies that
like
made
Bill
up something.
Nye?
Yeah, no, this was a TED
Harvard scientist.
This is a TED educational video for kids. Wow. So TED, the organization, yeah, puts out these like TEDx or TED Kid Talks. And it was 3.5 minutes about the value of why you need to sleep.
Oh my God.
But in